Well, hello guys, and here's the two faces of Aaron Patterson. This is the femme that's been accused of poisoning three people. The picture of her on the right is when it all happened, and she was very hysterical, crying, but to me it all came off as an act. None of it seemed sincere at all. And of course, she's a femme, so she was playing the victim. The face of this femme on the left is slightly different, because the trial now is running where she's been accused of poisoning and murdering three people. And there's a lot of evidence against her. And this femme is a manipulative person. You just have to read the texts she sent her ex-husband to get him to come to the meal. Most of the text is all about her, of course, as femmes, that's the way femmes talk. But she said she had something very important to tell them. And that, of course, was to say she had cancer and she didn't know how to tell the kids. But her lawyers have admitted that that was a lie. Basically, it was a ploy to get people there, to get sympathy, to get attention. And of course, if you lie about something like that, you lie about anything. Of course, she's pleaded not guilty. Of course, everybody's innocent until proven guilty. But I can speculate and I have a gut feeling. Her husband was always the target because there is some evidence that she tried to poison him once before, but he survived. The other people were just collateral damage. And apparently at the meal, she ate from a slightly different coloured plate. Even when you divorce a femme, you're never kind of free from them. And it's not as if the divorce was nasty and horrible. It was quite amicable. But femmes are vindictive, spiteful, mean. It seems their strongest emotion is hate. The trial is still ongoing. Let's hope the facts outweigh the lies and manipulation. You take it easy, guys.